And now we move on to the next presentation, which is also from Denmark, from Regina Lamschek Nielsen, and she will talk about a pre-version of an international trainer guide.
Thank you very much, and thank you for inviting me. Let me clarify before starting. Actually, I'm native German, but I have lived in Denmark since 1982. I work for the Danish Institute for Education of Vocational Teachers. That means I'm in a trainer position. But actually, our target group for the trainer guide, which I would like to present now, are not teachers, but trainers. And with trainers, I mean in-company trainers. Especially not only in-company trainers who are masters and who are certified trainers, but also especially skilled workers who are part-time trainers. And I would like to tell you, please just interrupt when you would like to ask something during my presentation. And I would like to ask the moderators to keep an eye with my chat room and with people who would like to interrupt, because I'm not sure that I will be able to handle all these impressions during the presentation. Well, the trainer guide is not an e-learning tool. I hope you will not be disappointed. I call it very ambitiously, it's a digital handbook for those in-company trainers I just mentioned. This tool was developed in Denmark between 2006 and 2007. Probably you're not able to identify the next slide in this very small text letters, but I would like to talk on behalf of a project group, a transnational project group consisting of six countries: Finland, Germany, Holland, Slovenia, Turkey, and Denmark. In these six countries, there are representatives who saw that the trainer guide would be a usable tool in their countries too. In some of these countries, we work in the so-called dual system. And I assume that everybody knows in this forum, its dual system is a vocational system shifting, changing between education in the school and vocational schools and in the companies. Some of the countries mentioned here are more school-based, but all countries have shorter or longer period of in-company training, periods of in-company training included. So us six countries, we decided to internationalize the trainer guide. We applied for a Leonardo project, and this means the transfer of innovation project we applied for, and we got it recognized during summer 2008. That means we just started now working on this project. We just had our first transnational meeting. Let me show you what we would like to transfer. This is the trainer guide which we developed in Denmark. It's a tool consisting of nine modules describing the tasks of a trainer's in a company when the trainer trains apprentices. During our first month of the project, we discovered that all the fields of a trainer's task actually are kind of the same in all the countries. This means you will be able to log on this trainer guide, and you will be able to see that the tasks are employment, the task at least to describe the workplace, to know something about the vocational education, to know what kind of training methods to be used. And this means that can be e-learning, that can be social tools like Anne Fox described before my presentation. But this especially means something, how do learning processes for an apprentice develop? This is means also knowing something about an apprentice's background. Why does the apprentice act like he does? What's his social background? can I include this social background in my training? A trainer's tasks are also to include the apprentice in cooperation processes in the company, to improve cooperation, to handle conflict solving, and to strengthen an apprentice's cooperation with customers, with suppliers, and with other colleagues. Another tool of the trainers also to introduce to safety and work environment, and finally, of course, to relate to evaluation. This includes also the final journeyman test, the final test of the end, at the end of the education. All these big and huge tasks are described in the Danish Trainer Guide, which is freely accessible for companies and also for vocational schools. This is an example of one of the pages, one of the sites within the trainer guide. On the left side, we have the 9 modules. On the right side of the trainer guide, we have sub-issues. And the trainers can surf through this digital handbook freely. We made a survey, or we made actually several surveys, which show that trainers use this digital handbook during the breaks or when there are periods during their work which are less busy. They surf through the trainer guide together with their colleagues and even together with apprentices. They also use the trainer guide in the evening when they are at home, and especially they download a lot of tools. The trainer guide is filled with links to regulation and orders, but also with links for tools which can be downloaded and adapted to the workplace. This means, for example, education schedules. This means planning schedules for planning education. This means good advice folders about training methods. This means models for like the model Anne showed before about learner-centric education or teacher-centric education. This means models, for example, for what's learning environment in a company about. I think we have about at least 50, 60, 70 download possibilities of those kind of tools. What happened is, right now, during the project, is that we already have translated the Danish trainer guide to an English version. This is, of course, not enough. I've had requests from several countries in Europe to get to know our trainer guide, to see what it means in English. And we translated it already now, but this is not enough. What we need is a model, we call it a generic model, which is not only about the Danish condition, the Danish details on the Danish vocational education and training, but which every country in Europe will be able to serve in, maybe even to adapt to their own country's need. So this is what we expect as a result from our international project. We want to transfer from the Danish trainer guide what we have done, our success, our best practice, and we want to create, together with the 5 other countries, a so-called generic model, which would make it possible to adapt later on to, let's say, Spanish conditions, to English conditions, to Norwegian conditions, whatever. The point is that these countries can, let's say, plug and play, try to catch the whatever relevant issues from the trainer guide and adapt to their own country's needs and problems. At the end of our project, we will have some results. We will not only have the generic model, but we will actually have 6 trainer guides mentioned, made in the country as country versions in the countries involved, which I mentioned in the beginning of my presentation. So well, we are working very much in details. We are making research in companies which we have involved during this project. We have chambers of craft, industry and commerce involved And of course, we also have involved vocational schools. Also, at the end of our project, we will have a network consisting of experts in each of those six countries. Yes, at the moment, if you see the workflow, the development flow of our development of the project, we are at step number two. We have just developed, we have just translated the Danish trainer guide into English. At the moment, our six countries, we are going into a research phase. We are doing field work and trying to collect data and material, physical material, like pictures, like audio records, text, documents, etc. And we are producing the generic model, which we will have a first draft of in spring 2008. Then we are going to have trial runs with the generic model, but also already with the national versions. And the final generic model will be launched in November 2009. Yes, this was what I had about the trainer guide, and I'm very interested to hearing whether it could be relevant to be connected, to hear more about our product in your country. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Regina, for the presentation. It was very interesting. Yes, I have a question from Graham.
Yeah, it's a question to me. If you're introducing technologies for learning, especially with enterprises, it seems to me the biggest issue is not the technology itself, but the pedagogic approaches. And of course, there are many different pedagogic approaches. How do you deal with that within the guide?
Yes, you're very right. This is not an e-learning tool at all. What it is, it's an accumulation of experience, best practice, knowledge and data. In this, there are two levels in this. What we need to train the trainers and the companies, because many of those skilled workers who at the same time are trainers do not have any pedagogical basis at all for their training. So what we do, we have made surveys and we know this trainer guide tool teases the trainers to get to know more. But the trainer guide in itself cannot fulfill, it cannot deliver, it cannot make you competent. It can give you knowledge and it can make you curious, but it cannot train you as an e-learning tool. So what we have kind of key persons, and we will have to point out key persons in each country to fulfill this pedagogical task. These key persons will come from different kind of groups. In Denmark, the vocational schools do have consultants which train or which go to companies and are in contact with companies. So in Denmark, our, let's say, primary target group for the trainers and the companies are these school consultants for the companies. But when all this is said, there is one module in the trainer guide where we actually have described training methods for trainers in companies, because you have a range. You don't only have the tool which is called copy and paste, look at me and then you will learn and you will be experienced in a minute. This is what many trainers think.
Yes, I have a question from Marco.
Yeah, thanks Regina for your presentation. And I would like to ask you, there are many practical connections between Trainer Guide and Eurotrainer project. Do you have any ideas of cooperation between us?
It's such a brilliant question, yes. We just discussed it in our project group. And yet we have not found a final solution how to cooperate. But at least we would be very interested in sharing experience during our project. We are in contact actually with Simone. I think she has at least been here. She might be still in this forum. And yes, we are in contact currently, and I think we would like to communicate about our interim results during this project.
This is Simone Kirpal. Yeah, Marco, we have been Actually, Regina and myself, we are in contact, exchanging the progresses, let's say, of our two projects. I think the trainer guide project is still in its initial stages. It just started last month, actually, and it's going to run for 2 more years. So does ours. So I think there's still some time to how we can see how both the network and the trainer guide are progressing and where we can find good points of entry for further collaboration. But we are having a close eye on that, really.
Well, I just continue from my point of view. I can give you the first, which is quite, which is maybe still a philosophical result, but it's quite big. When we met in Finland 1 week ago, the project group, we ran through very practical every single corner of the trainer guide. And the countries agreed on that about 90% of the trainer guide, this means of best practice in each country, overlaps, which is quite a point because we thought we are in Denmark, we are very, very special. And Germany thinks Germany is very, very special. In Holland, again, they have a totally different approach. But as the work showed out, about 90% can be recognized between the countries. And this means we have a very, very big common platform in practice, not only about pedagogical ideas, more or less abstract ideas, but we have practice which is so similar that we can find a common platform maybe for exchange, for mobility between trainers between the countries, maybe to further develop tools which we can exchange between the countries, and also to stimulate for students exchange.
Yes, I have a question from Eric. Go ahead, Eric.
Could you possibly mention the subjects which caused the most confusion of tongues between the different countries?
Sorry, which caused the most confusing, or what did you say, please?
Confusion of tongues, so the greatest differences in, you said there was much overlap between the countries, but at what point were the great differences?
Yes, the differences, of course, were mostly in the structure, in the forms, in the frames of the educations. Like one of the module of the trainer guide is about the vocational educations themselves, the regulations, the competency goals, the organization of the education. This, of course, is very different in each country.
So you would say that differences are more in the organizational structure and correspondences are in the learning practices. Is that correct, what I interpreted?
It's the first time that I hear it expressed that clearly, but from my point of view, yes, I would say absolutely yes. the way we share pedagogically, the way we share about evaluation processes, feedback processes, about social problems with the apprentices, about introduction to recruit to the educations, and which is also a very big issue for all of us, is to facilitate the feedback processes with the apprentices.
Thank you very much.
Okay, Simone, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question. How is the response to use it digitally? I mean, you could equally probably just print it as a handbook. And my question would be, how is the attitude of the trainers? Are they happy? I mean, is this the training component in itself to say it's a digital tool and you want people to go to use the computer and internet to access it, or would you are you considering equally just printing it? I mean, of course, there is some issue of the updating and of the costs involved. But I mean, I can imagine that some trainers would say, well, I love the idea of a handbook, but I would like to have it in front of me and just use it as a regular book. So how is the attitude of the trainers towards this tool?
Well, at the moment, I only can speak for Denmark and Germany, where we actually have have run in Denmark. We had a lot of trial runs. In Germany, we already had a few trial runs. So I only had experience from these two countries. But so far, I think, no, it could not be a written handbook. Firstly, because the target group is not very, how is the word in English, literary. They don't read and write a lot. So the trainer guide is, the principle is half pictures, half text, as little text as possible. And another principle is as many download possibilities as possible. And we know from our experience that the most used facility is the download. So they go in, they kind of surf through the issues, they pick out the modules and the issues they're interested in, and then they download. And they download within the first minutes of using the trainer guide. So the trainer guide is not, absolutely not, constipated to be a book where you start in the beginning and read until you come to the end. I think every trainer would go dead after like half a capital. So I think it's clearly an advantage that it's an online tool. And in the companies we tested, even small auto mechanic car workshops, small craft workshops, they have computers in at least one corner of the company, and that's where they use the tool. So it's integrated into their daily life.
But when you say they download it, it means they print it, would you say, or do they use it as an, what do they do when, after they've downloaded it? Are they printing it?
They adapt it. A lot of these download possibilities are adaptable to their own practice. This means they are scheduled templates, like a company presentation, which they can adapt to their own company purposes. They are evaluation sheet, which they can adapt. They are preparation sheet or something like this. Or the other download possibilities are links to official papers, like contracts, like regulations, or things like this. And yes, you are right. Probably they print those kind of stuff.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Regina. That's all the time we have for your presentation. So thank you once again.